Parshas Vaera. Parshas Vaera is a parsha of Giluim, parsha of the beginning of the Esa Makos. It's a bechin of Giluim. Vaera Lavrom. Vaera is the parsha of Es Galesi Giluim. What's the Giluim? What happened? What began in this week's parsha? So the pasuk says Vaera Lavrom is of the Atur Vekel Shakai Ushmi Havaya Eloini Dati Lehem. So there was no bechin of Shmi of Shem Havaya. And now starts a new anhoga. Hanhoga of Ani Havaya. Lachain Emoy Levnei Yisrael Ani Havaya. A new Giluy in this week's parasha. So we have to understand the oimik of this inyan. What was before, what was now, what was say for Bracious, what say for Shmois. Consumer Magdoshim say that the chilik between the Shem Havaya and the Shem Shakai, where the Obis Magdoshim and say for Bracious was the Bechin of the Shem Shakai. So they say that the difference is that in Sefer Bracious, is the safe of the Bria. Hashem created the Bria. Bereshis bar Elikim without a Shem Havaya. Elikim is Gematria Hateva. Hateva is Mastir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Shemesh Umogain Hashem Havaya Elikim. In other words, the Shemesh is the Shem Havaya, and the Elikim is the Mogain, is the wrapping around the Shemesh that's Mastir, the Ora Shemesh. The Shem Elikim is a Shem of Mastir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world where he's hidden. Bereshis bar Elikim. Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer, and the Avoida of the Obis in Sefer Bereishis is the Avoida of finding a Lekus inside the Hester. There is Hester. Finding a Lekus in the Hester. That's connected to the Shem Shakai. Shem Shakai is from Gemara Chagiga. Gemara Chagiga says, She'omar lelomai dai. Dai means there's tzimtzumim, there's measurements, there's hastaras, there's midas, measurements. In other words, there's Astaras. And the Bereishis, the whole Avodah of Bereishis is to be Machiach and to show that in the Astara there's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shem Havaya, one second, so we made it, that's why Bereishis Taka begins Bereishis Bar Elikim. The next Pasuk says, V'horetz Aysatoyu, V'voyu, V'choyshech. It's a world of Astara. Horetz Aysatoyu, V'voyu, V'choyshech, Al Pnei Zayin. It's a world of Astara. Oh, but the next pasuk is Vayim Elokim Yehi Or. But in the Astara, there is Or. You can find Or in the Astara. Rashi Taka says in the beginning, the Or Choshech Mishtam Shabar Buvia, which means that in the Choshech you find the Or. There's a Astara, but you find the Or. You find the Likus, the Or the key in the Choshech. The Shem Havaya is a different story altogether. The Shem Havaya is the Shem where there's no Astara. The person who lives with the Bechin of Shem Havaya. So in other words, the person who's talking about Shem Havaya Befanov, Shivisi Hashem Lenekti Somit, so that person doesn't see Hastara B'chla. And that's Taka not Shaykh to say for Bereishis. Lassid Lavoi Taka, there won't be Hastara. Lassid Lavoi will see how everything is a Lekus. Mamish, everything is a Lekus. And there's no Hastara B'chla. And therefore Taka Yaakov Avinu is Bikish Legalis is the case. But Benistamir Mena, that's not your Avoida. The Avoida, the Ovis HaKadoshim, is to show that there's a Lekus in the Hester. Megalith is a kate to Megala the period where there won't be Astara, there won't be anything covering over Elikus. It'll all be Niskala. Vero kolbasa yachtov kibi Hashem diber v'nir eyu ayin ba'ayin b'shuva el naveyu. V'chinah the Beis Hamikdash there sheba lirois kach ba lirois v'hol Beis Hamikdash is in the kud of seeing the gilui shchinah. There's no Astara over there in the Beis Hamikdash. There's nisim giluyim every single day. Giluyim nisim giluyim. There's no Astara. That's the bechin of Shem Havaya. Well, there's no Astaras whatsoever. The Shem Havaya is Hoya, Hoive, Veyiye. In other words, Atu Ad Shalei Nivra Ha'olam, Atu Mishin Nivra Ha'olam, Atu Bo'olam Azeb, Atu Bo'olam Abo. Shem Havaya is that nothing's happened. In the same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hoya, before Briyas Ha'olam. Terem Kol Yitzi Nivra. And then there was no Astara. Atu Mishin Nivra Ha'olam. Atu Mishin Nivra Ha'olam. Hoya, Hoive, Veyiye. Same as you were HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoya, so too you are Hoiva. In other words, the same as in the Avad there's no Astara, in the Hoiva there's no Astara, and Lassid Lova in the Yiyah there's also no Avad and no Astara. That's the Bechin of Krishma. The Bechin of Krishma is Shema Yisrael Havaya Elekeinu Havaya Echad. We have the Elekim in the middle, instead of the Havaya, instead of the Shem Havaya being covered, being Nistar in the Shem Elekim, like we said, Kishemesh Amogain Hashem Elekim. Instead of that, the Havaya is inside, that's the Shemesh, and the Elikim is around, the Shemesh around the Havaya, being Master the Shem Havaya. In Shema Yisrael, it's just the opposite. You have the Shem Elokim in the middle, and you have Shem Havaya on both ends. Hashem Elokeinu, Havaya Elokeinu, Havaya Echad. And that's the Bechina. Vayemohu Yiyeh Havaya Echad, Shmo Yechad. The Havaya is going to be Echad, Shmo Yechad. Meaning that Shechina, HaKadosh, everything, there'll only be Echad, there'll only be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there won't be any Hastoris. So that's why, straight after in Karbonis, in the morning, straight after we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekein, Hashem Echad in Karbonis, we say, Atu Watch Lei Nivro Ha'ilam, Atu Mish Nivro Ha'ilam, Atu Bo'ilam Azah, Atu Bo'ilam Abba. Mitzad Hashem Havaya, Mitzad Hashem Havaya, there's no Hastara. That's already the Bechina of Sefer Shmois. Benot Mamish, the whole Sefer Shmois, starting from Parshas Ve'era Ve'etzem. Sfasema says that in Parshas Shmois, There still is the avoid of the Ovid. Yaakov is mentioned over there. The Shvatim are mentioned over there. It's a shtickle extension of Sefer Bereishis. The Invo Eira Taka begins the mamish the avoid of Shem Havaya. Lachen Emo Levnei Yisrael Ani Havaya. The Klal Yisrael are going to see Taka that there's no Hastorah. How are Klal Yisrael going to see that there's no Hastorah? For that we understand the transfer now between the Gdolim, between the Ovos and the Shvatim and Sefer Bereishis and the Heilig Moshe Rabbeinu and Sefer Shmois. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Madrega of there's no Hastorah. Harry, look what happens. In other words, even though Moshe Rabbeinu is born in Sefer Shmois, in Parsha Shmois, I mean, we said Parsha Shmois still Shayach, but the still Shayach Hashtikel in that Nakuda to Bereishis, or but the Hisnoisitzis. The Zricha Sachama of Moshe Rabbeinu was Avada in Parsha Shmois as well, and that's where it all begins. Taka, the pasuk says Vatera Vatah Isha Vatera Bein Vatera Oisai Kitoivu. Chazal say, what's Vatera Oisai Kitoivu? So Chazal say, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Nismale Habay is Kule Oira. Smala Abayis Kulei Oira. Rashi brings down Kitoivu, Kishenoilad Nismala Abayis Kulei Oira. In other words, there was no Choshech anymore. The whole house became full of Or. There's no Hastara anymore, in other words. There's no Choshech. There's no Hastara. Moshe Rabbeinu is born, suddenly the Or is Doichel Choshech, and from now on it's only Or. That's the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And you see a lot of Peldik and Ramazim to this Indian. Moshe Rabbeinu has a Re'iyah. Moshe Rabbeinu has a Re'iyah where he only sees Or. He doesn't see Hester Bechlam. Person that had the Zchiyah will soon see the Rebbe Kiva also had that Nakuda, and what they both shared in common, that they had this Madrega. But Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes are eyes that only see Behirus. They only see clarity. They only see Nismalei Abayis Kulei Oir. They see through any possible Hester. And never the Hester disappears, and they see straight through to the Or. That was the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Could be, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is called Moshe, because Vatoyim Ekimina Mayim Shisiyu. Mayim is called Iskasya. Mayim covers over everything. Mayim is the Bechin of Hester. Mayim in the Sroma Kedoshim is called, the Yam is called the Oilim Diskasya. The hidden world, not the revealed world. In other words, Mayim covers over. It's Master. Moshe Rabbeinu has been a Mayim Mishisiyu. It's taken out of there. Taking out of Mayim means he's taking out of Hester and everything. There's a Behirus to everything in Moshe Rabbeinu. So that we can understand some, a lot of Inyonim in the Parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parsha Shmois of Moshe Rabbeinu growing up. You see a lot of vayars. Moshe Rabbeinu is seeing a lot of things when as he's growing up. Moshe grows up. First of all, what's the lashon of vayar b'sivloisom? Rashi says a lashon, shusant a lashon of nosan einov veliboy liyos meitzer aleim. He made an effort. It was nosan einov veliboy. He made an effort to be meitzer aleim. What's this nakuda b'chla? Why do you have to make an effort? Nosan einov veliboy. Because the Torah says that when Moshe Rabbeinu looked out the window of Ayav v'Sivloisam, Moshe Rabbeinu he's not Toifas Sivloisam B'chla. Moshe Rabbeinu sees everything with great behirus. So that's the Musag, that is the Sivloisam going on, is a steer to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Ke'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu had to focus, had to make an effort to see the Tzar, to see the Meitzar, to see the Mina Meitzar Korosika. And Taka, so Hashem says at the end of the parsha of when Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end of Parsha Shmoyz, Lama Harayosa, Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand. Rabban Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu sees everything only with Behirus. So if you see with Behirus, why is Klal Yisrael suffering? So he was nothing ain't of Leos Meitzer Aleim. He made like a ma'amat. How does the pasuk continue? Mamish the next pasuk. Vayah ish mitzri make ish ivri me'achov. And Rashi brings down already a whole story. It was the husband of Shlomis Bas Divri. Benosan Einav Bo, Belayla Hemidu, a whole story. He threw this mystery through the Yid out of the house because he was nisaveh for the wife of this Yid. Hubal Ishtoi, a whole geshef. And then the pasuk says, "Vaya ish mitzri, vayifin koi v'koi, vaya ki einish." So Rashi then says, "Vayifin koi v'koi, ro ma osalei b'bayis, uma osalei b'sode." So Rashi brings down the pelalik gezach. That Moshe Rabbeinu has already got a nine. That Moshe Rabbeinu saw what he did to his wife the night before. Moshe Rabbeinu sees everything. Nothing's nistar. Nothing's hidden from Moshe Rabbeinu. Hidden? Moshe Rabbeinu's eyes, our eyes of nismal abayis kuli oira. Nothing gets hidden from Moshe Rabbeinu. That koyach later. We'll come to it later, Mr. Hashem. That koyach later was the koyach, the makav choyshech, which was the greatest astara. Chol bnei Yisrael, or mamishloisam. Not only there was or, Master says they used to walk into a mitzri's house and they could see through all the closets, see through all the safes. They had a merdeka behiris in the inyan of reiyah, a merdeka reiyah. They didn't see the hester, they didn't see the choyshech. It was or mamishloisam. That koyach came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu sees when he looks at this mitzri out in the field, he sees what he's doing to him in the field, ro amasal lebayis, but he also sees what he did to him in the house. And how does the pasuk continue? Vayaki einish. What does Rashi say? Osid loses menu kishishis gai. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just see this mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu saw this mitzvah. V'chol ha'doyres ha'boyim achros. He saw all the doyres coming after this mitzvah. So in two psukim, Rashi told us what a lechtiga re'iyah Moshe Rabbeinu has. He's seeing through all the doyres. He's seeing what this mitzvah did at a different time in the house. So pel dekazach. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the behirus of Moshe Rabbeinu's ra'iyah. That's the heligir ra'iyah. So b'kitza in Parshas Shmos, it's already starting to be mizgala through Moshe Rabbeinu this anhoga that there's no hester. Or when Parshas Va'era. This is all in Shmoyt. In Parshas Va'era, the Hizgalus to Klal Yisrael, Olchein Emoy Levnei Yisrael Ani Havaya. This Re'iyah is called the Re'iyah of Havaya. Re'iyah when you don't see any Hastora. That is coming out to Klal Yisrael already in Parshas Va'era. And that was obviously B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has the Re'iyah of Shmi Havaya that wasn't in Hizgalus to the Ovis of Rami Yitzchak and Yaakov. It wasn't their Avoida. Because Yaakov Legalis is a case, which is a tkufa of Behirus v'nistam amenu. Parshas Bereishis ends. Parshas Vayichi Yaakov, Parshas Stumi. The Parshas Stuma. Bereishis is supposed to be Stuma. But we're supposed to see the Rabbein Shalom in the Stuma. Parshas Va'era, we're learning about Moshe Rabbeinu's Re'iyah. There's no Stuma, there nothing's hidden. How is Taka Moshe Rabbeinu's Re'iyah to such Re'iyah? But the answer is, this Re'iyah is the Re'iyah of Torah. We say in English a Torah-dika outlook. Torah is a different look. Moshe Rabbeinu is the semel of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu Torah is the bechin of Havaya, of Pikabola. Torah Kadosh is the bechin of the Shem Havaya. Stam, for example, the Mizmor Hovel Hashem B'nei Eilim, Hovel Hashem Komet Voiz, there's 18 Shem Havayas over there, and that Mizmor is for Mamet HaSinai. And second for Mamet HaSinai Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah begins Shibisi Hashem, the Negdi Somit, Shibisi Havaya, the Sod of Torah. You start Shulchan Aruch, you start living a life al Pi Torah. The first thing is Shibisi Havaya, the Negdi Somit. Person who learns a lot of Torah sees everything in a Havaya Dika outlook, and in Shem Havaya Dika outlook is nothing's hidden. Just like we said earlier, the Mitzad Hashem Havaya is Hoya Hoya every year is all the same, there's no Hastoris, Atuat Shaloi Nivra, Atu Mishinivra. That's the Hanhog of Shivisi Havaya, Lenegdi Somit. The more the person learns, the more person has the Shem Havaya, Lenegdi Somit. And Mimela, therefore, the more person sees this Behirus. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Semel of Torah, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu sees everything with the Meridika Behirus. We know the Sanhedrin are called the Einei HaEda. The Talmid HaChachamim are called the Einayim of Klal Yisrael. What are the last words of Chamisha Chumash Torah? Le'enei b'nei Yisrael. What do we take when we finish, when we're Messiah Chamisha Chumash Torah, after learning so much Torah, so we're Messiah Le'enei b'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have new einayim. Torah is the b'chin of einayim for us. If a person learns Torah hard, so then there's no astara. He gets completely new einayim. Wherever he looks, b'chin is nizmali habayis kulei oyer. Same way as Moshe Rabbeinu is ke'ilu, the mechaber of Torah Shebiksav, ke'ilu. He wrote the Torah Shebiksav. We know Rabbi Akiva is the ke'ilu, the mechaber of Torah Shebal Peh. Like Gemara says in Sanhedrin, stam this, stam like the other, v'kula, even Rabbi Akiva, he's the sherish of the Messiah of Torah Shebal Peh. And also by Rabbi Akiva, there was no Hester. Rabbi Akiva sees the shu'al yetzim ebeis kodesh HaKadoshim, the end of Maseches Makkos, and he laughs. Why does he laugh? Because mitzvah the koyach haTorah is there's no astaros. So therefore, he saw the tachlis, he saw the behiris of such a thing. Even a terrible nefil of Klal Yisrael, he sees the behiris, he sees the tachlis, the teyeles, the binyan of the third base of Mingdosh, the nevuas of the third base of Mingdosh. He only sees behiris. So coming back to Parshas Va'era, now starts a new tkufa, a tkufa of Klal Yisrael seeing behiris, and that's the whole sod of the Zohar Kodesh writes that the Makkos came down Noga Verofet. For the Mitzrim they were a Nega, a plague, and for Klal Yisrael they were Refua. In other words, you can look at this Makkah in two ways. If you're a Yid, you see it as Refua. If you're a Mitzri, you see it as a Nega, because it was a Nega for them. So in other words, even in Ke'ilu, even in the Hastara, they see that the Hastara itself is a Refua for them. So there's no Hastara. They see that the punishment, the Din, is a Refua for them. So therefore there's no Ra. There's no negative. There's no that looks bad. Abu Imam and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is there. They saw Refuah. That's what they saw. Befrat, like we said before earlier, in the Makkah of Choshech, which was the greatest Haftarah, because that's what Mitzrayim deserved, Midah Keneged Midah. Their Paray was trying to hide the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He made himself into a god. So therefore, Paray believed in the Shem Elokim, because it's Gematria Teva. So when he heard about the Yudkei Vavkei, he said, Mi Havaya, Sheshma Mekoyla. He doesn't want to hear about the Yudkei Vavkei. So Paray is trying to be master Yudkei Vavkei. And now's the time, L'chein Emo Liv Neisrael, Ani Hashem. When Ani Hashem is in this gala, then everybody sees with the greatest behiris, the Rabban Shloilam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhoga and Hashkocha in the world. This explains Kilu. Al-Derech Remeth, I'll be in a Mardi Katifa way. The whole Arichas of Re'iyas, before the final stroke, the Makkah Patish that destroyed the Mitzrayim and Parshas B'Shalach with the Nesel Kriyas Yamsuf. Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim Esau Sfas Ayon. Vaya Yisrael es Ayod Agdoila. Vayiru Ha'om Hashem of Moshe Avde. The Ribi of Vayar is over here. And that's Taka Pel Dikazach. Because Kriyas Yamsuf was the Alma Diskasya that split. We said that the Yam, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Moshe Kimin HaMayim Shisiyu. Mayim is a Master. When the Yam split, so whatever was Master became Behirus. Ros HaShifcha LaYom. Mashalayiro Yechesku Mambuzi. Nothing was hidden. The Yam split brings out a Mordika Behirus. That's the Yudke Vovke, a Mordika Behirus. There's no Astar. So Vaya Yisrael is Mitzrayim Eis. Vaya Yisrael is Eidat Doyla. And what did they see? Rotsa Shivcha Layom. Oz Yashem Moshe, Mikan Remes, Rash Tchis HaMesim in HaTorah. They saw Tchis HaMesim, they had a Mordika Re'ir. They had a Mordika Vaita Kuk, they had a Mordika far-reaching Re'ir. And it's like another wonder that the whole, even though it was for the Mitzrayim, it was a Pachad HaKemidah Sadin, but nevertheless, the Shira has only Yudkei Vavkei in it, and a lot of Yudkei, a river of Yudkei Vavkei in it. The Oz Yashem Moish, the Shira says Lahavaya, Hashira Lahavaya, Havaya Yishmuchama, Havaya Shmoy, Yimincha Havaya Nedari Bakoyach, Yimincha Havaya Tirat Oyev. These things are talking about the Gvura, Yimincha Hashem Tirat Oyev. It's talking about the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is usually Gvura is Midas Adin, not Yudkei Vavkei, which is Midas Aracha. But here the Hadgasha is that Klal Yisrael had a Moedik of Behirus. The Amadis Kasya split and opened, and Klal Yisrael saw a Moedik of Behirus. And that's why it begins by Yaminu Hashem, Uva Moshe Avdoi. It was the Schus of Moshe, who when he was born, Ismail Abayat Kuli Oira, he was one who was Mamshech, this Re'ir Ruchni to Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael saw these Moedik of Re'irs. They realized that they were seeing these Moedik of Re'irs. B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, v'yaminu v'avaya v'yaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdei. That was Taka their end, the last straw. He tried to be master the Shem Avaya He tried to be master that this behirus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to be master that behirus. So Ramayna, therefore, it came out that there was no Hastara Bechlal. The final straw, the Makar Patish to destroy the Mitzrayim, was to take away the last Bechinus of Hastara. And that's a new Bechina that's beginning in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Ve'era. And that's the Hachana to Matan Torah. And Tak it says in Matan Torah, Hayishma Yisrael, Ma Shama Shama Abba. Yisrael was living Merdik Astoras, Lahiniyach Abayda Zara Shalei Avadaleh. He was confused. He was looking for something. Everything was hidden from him. He had no idea, no direction, nothing. And then what did he hear? He heard Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf took away all Hastoras, took away all Sfeikas. And that was Hachona Taka to the Torah. So Remela, in these parashas, Taka, we have to mechazak ourselves. In Avodah Shavisi Avaya, the Negdi Summit, we have to mechazak ourselves in Torah. We have to realize that we're living through a door with a lot of Hastara, and the only way to go to leave the Hastara is by being a Ribbi of Torah. A Ribbi of Torah brings us to a Ribbi of Yudke Bovke, brings us Nui Naim, brings us the Bechin of Le'ene Kol Yisrael, brings us to a Dargo of Le'ene Ha'edo, and that's Chus Bishvizoy Chataka, to the Yud of V'nir Ehu Ayin Ba'ayin B'Shuv Hashem. May B'mherav Yameinu Amen.